The comic book writer and artist Frank Miller became widely influential in the 1980s after two series, Daredevil and the dark and scary Batman Returns. In 2005, Robert Rodriguez's film of Miller's Sin City used the artist's comic panels as storyboards. Now comes 300, another extremely faithful Miller adaptation, which is being released as a film and a PlayStation game. Film critic David Edelstein has a review.
The computer-generated beefcake extravaganza 300 is about as bad as anything I've ever seen. But it's worth talking about because it's the future. A movie with a digitized cast of hundreds of thousands that could have been shot in a walk-in closet in Burbank. A movie that looks as synthetic as a video game, except you don't get to have your own joystick. A movie that is drama takes us back to the silent era in all the wrong ways. It's another telling of the story of the battle in 480 BC, in which 300 Spartans held off a million-man Persian army, led by the blood-drunk god-king Xerxes, at a pass they called the Hot Gates. The publicity bills this as, quote, a line in the sand for democracy, although these Spartan Democrats are shown chucking babies that are less than perfect physical specimens into a pit. The movie would have us understand that this is the kind of cruel sacrifice a warrior nation must make to preserve its liberty. It's no wonder the adjective Spartan has come to mean not just warlike, but stripped down, austere. In some ways, though, 300 is the least Spartan movie I've ever seen. Its vistas and effects are all computer-generated, its costumes color-coordinated, and its rippling male physiques more or less interchangeable. The purple prose visuals do make some aesthetic sense. The director and writer, Zack Snyder, is attempting to capture the frames of Frank Miller's 1999 graphic novel the way Robert Rodriguez did with Miller's Sin City. I was a fan of Sin City. I loved its pulpy paperback compositions and its over-the-top splatter and the fact that it didn't pretend to be anything but a sleazy gut-bucket revenge fantasy. 300, though, is meant to ennoble and inspire and to infuse its couch potato audience with a lust for Persian blood. Here's the great Leonidas, the military king of the city-state, played by Gerard Butler, shouting down an appeaser who thinks that insurmountable odds are not a good enough reason to leave the field.
Spartans! Prepare for glory!
Glory? Have you gone mad? There is no glory to be had now. Only retreat or surrender or death.
Well, that's an easy choice for us, Arcadian. Spartans never retreat. Spartans never surrender.
Go spread the word. Let every Greek assembled know the truth of this.
Let each among them search his own soul.
And while you're at it, search your own.
Okay, it's probably not fair to represent 300 with dialogue alone. You have to envision it with men so over-muscled they can barely walk, striking poses that would make Arnold Schwarzenegger snicker. And since they all appear to have worked out on the same equipment, it's hard to tell one set of swollen pecs from the next. Even weirder, though, is the action. It's fluid, but in that artificial video game way in which gravity is just a suggestion. First, the action goes in very, very fast motion as the hero and a Persian whack away at each other. Then, as the hero's sword makes contact, the image freezes. Then you get a lyrical, slow-motion shower of bejeweled blood and the slow-motion fall into the camera of the now-beheaded enemy. Then it's fast motion again as the hero engages the next overmatched Persian. And all this with a throbbing video game rock backbeat and a lot of frat house bellowing. 300 will have its fans. I know several people who say, in slightly defensive tones, I liked it. I didn't expect to. And I'm not just being patronizing when I say that I envy them their innocence. It would be fun to give oneself up to this synthetic lunkhead universe, even to enjoy the movie as camp. I did relish the plush Lena Headey as Leonidas's wife, no tolerant Penelope, but a firebrand capable of plunging a dagger into a political foe and of directing her husband in the bedroom with lines like, "Your lips can finish what your fingers have started." But I'm frankly not in the mood these days for overly engorged celebrations of the pictorial beauty of bloodletting. 300 is for armchair warriors who want to leave the theater even less connected to the real world than they were when they went in.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine.